I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at macys.com/ownyourstyle.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom, and you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Season 2, episode 17, Something I Can Never Have. This originally aired April 19th, 2005. Guys, this was a doozy.
Wow.
Cliffhanger from the last episode. Keith is reeling and missing for the beginning of this one from being left at the altar by Jules as he finds out it was all a setup by Dan. Anna confronts Felix about her sexuality and finds out who really tagged Peyton's locker. Brooke tries to find a living solution so she doesn't have to leave Tree Hill. She wants to get a girl behind the
red
door.
Brooke, baby!
I know! And Nathan reflects on his relationship with Haley through the sweetest flashbacks we have ever seen as he tries to win her back while she is on tour. And last but not least, our very favorite Jake Jagielski with a hand in his fight for custody of Jenny.
Oh, wow. Dun, dun, dun.
The
so much. I'm exhausted. God. I'm emotionally exhausted from this episode.
I'm so glad that someone else said that, because I was like, why am I so tired? Like, yeah, this episode put us through it.
It really did. It was a, there was a, it was an emotional roller coaster.
It starts with Nikki, yeah, just yelling at us.
I was gonna say, the whole Nikki and Jake thing, I mean, that's so rough. Custody in and of itself, anyone who knows anyone who's been through custody stuff, or if you've been through it yourself, you know the family courts are a mess, and especially just trying to deal with, it's always court date after court date. It's never easy. There's never just a cut and clean, dry way. There's always some way the system's trying to suck money out of you. So the idea that teenagers are having to navigate through this stuff too is just so gut-wrenching. I really feel for Jake.
And to see Nikki weaponize his love for his daughter against him, to go to a court date that she knew was a date he was unaware of and pleaded her case as the victim, it's infuriating.
But as a teenager, like, how do you know how to hire a lawyer? How do you know, like, how to make a court date or a court appearance? What room to go to? Like, you know, I do a whole TV show about the judicial system where it's like grown-ups our age who are like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
This is impossible.
It's so intimidating.
For that point, though, like, Jake says, I'm staying. I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'm not going to get scared off. Yeah. I forgot that he doubled down and was like, I'm going
to
stay.
I do too. And to your point, though, he gets an offer for some help and support from an adult.
Yeah.
From a capable adult who says, we can do this differently for you. And that's really his first sign of hope. That's the first thing that lets him know that he can fight.
But that didn't happen until after he chose to stay. Which I love too. Sometimes you have to take the leap of faith to do the thing.
That's Where are Jake Jagielski's parents? Seriously, guys.
I know.
Like, it's like we're children of the corn. There's just no parents anywhere.
No one has parents.
No. It's not even like his parents are saying, well, Jake, we tried, honey. You know, give her to her mama. We can't afford her.
Nope.
Yeah, it's just so confusing to me why they didn't take those opportunities to flesh us out. And instead they're like, well, there's this businessman that Karen's sleeping with. We're going to do it.
We've cast this person. We pay one salary. Yeah. I love that Brooke's parents are arranging for them to move. And you see the movers, but never her parents.
Right? No.
Never. Amazing. There's no parents in Tree Hill except for Dan and Deb and Karen.
Well, Deb's not even here now. Deb, listen, Deb saw the shit show at the wedding and was like, peace, I'm out, you guys. It's too much. I can't, you know, for the people at home that don't know how TV is made, you know, your deal is sometimes like you're in all the episodes, or you're only in 6 out of 12 episodes, or maybe 3 out of 12 episodes. And with a cast as big as ours, you have to budget strategically so you can keep all your players. So sometimes people are missing, or sometimes like whole families are missing that should be involved. So maybe they just should have given our show more money if they wanted happy families.
That's true. Because no Felix parents, Felix and Anna,
no
Greenberg, Jake Jagielski, no Brooke, no Peyton. No parents for anyone. And then anybody else? Who else has no parents?
Keith just had a whole ass wedding and his parents weren't there.
Damn,
that's true.
We didn't even ask ourselves about Royal and what was grandma's name? Can't remember. Tess Harper.
God, she's so cute. Her commentary on the whole, like, chick running out. Danny, did you hire a prostitute? That would have been priceless.
We were missing.
Yeah.
We were missing her.
We need a director's cut with Tess Harper.
Great. Well, hey, speaking of the director, we had Paul Johansson direct this episode. This was his first episode directing, I believe.
And the performances are so
good. And that's why the performances are so good, because he knows
it makes a difference.
How to get a great performance out of an actor. He understands the concept of the scene and the space and the arc of the entire story. And he's great. He's so great with actors, man.
And especially for us, you know, we talked about it in season one, how you could see where we were being pushed to perform in certain ways, where we were all a little like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's sexy? Yeah. What's funny? Like, we didn't know.
And I'm still Paul, asking that question.
I mean, honestly, same. And Paul, you know, always encouraged everyone to tone it down and take it inward.
Yeah.
And you see these really relaxed, really interesting, dynamic performances from everyone. I especially thought it was fun watching what Chad was doing mm-hmm. with the Lucas and Dan dynamic, and watching what James was doing with Nathan's memories of him and Haley. Paul directed those boys beautifully in those scenes.
He's been those boys. He's had to walk in those shoes and be like, be a heartthrob, but also be emotional, but also be approachable, but also be mysterious. You know, like
be unattainable, but everyone's best friend.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough being a chick, but it's also really hard to be a young man in your early 20s having to play these parts because, you know, you're having to do emotional work, but also you get told maintain your masculinity.
And you want to be cool. You still want to be cool.
Oh, like, yeah.
You know, be the guy that people are putting their poster on their walls.
Just, what was that, J14?
Tiger Beat. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, my God. Ooh,
shout out to the OG. Wall poster.
Please
boy.
Tell me, did you have him on your wall?
I probably did. I probably when I was young. Yeah. Like, I mean, I think when I was like, what, 10, 11?
I mean, yeah, like I remember I got like a Book It poster thing. Like, I saved my quarters. Remember Book It? It was like the book subscription thing you could do at school. And I got a Richard Grieco poster. like 21 children. I was never into. I got that in like third grade. I was never into boys our age. I was always
He was your first celebrity. Who was your first crush? Who was your first celebrity crush?
I had no idea who he was. I saw his picture in the Book It pamphlet and was like, oh, that guy looks like he rides motorcycles and like causes trouble.
Oh my God. Okay. Hillary.
You manifested your husband, Hillary. That's what you did. You know who my first crush was?
Who?
Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck.
Oh, that's right.
No
Yeah,
way.
The short shorts. Oh. Yeah.
God, I loved him. And I still, when I think about him in that red Hawaiian shirt, I like swoon.
Yeah. Get it.
When I went to see this movie, it was a drive-in. It was the only drive-in movie I'd ever seen. I think I was, I don't know, 9. And it was a double feature. It was The Sandlot and Ghost Dad.
Oh, Sandlot.
And the Sandlot man, when Mike Vitar came on the screen with those big brown eyes and that like Mediterranean olive skin, I was done.
Isn't he like a firefighter now? He's like a firefighter or a cop or something.
I immediately got on Google when I watched The Sandlot with Maria the other day. And I was like, man, that kid is still fucking cute.
Yeah.
In a non-creepy way. But like, you know, I could feel myself back being like 10 years old again.
Your childhood self had a crush on his childhood self. Googled his adult self.
That's right.
You're an adult. Forget it.
So here's the deal. If you're a handsome young man, but you also have to feel feelings, Paul Johansson is the director for you.
That's right. He knows how to bring it out. Great performance from Anna in particular. I really wanted to give a shout out to her, to Daniela, who just nailed those scenes so beautifully. So it wasn't too much. I mean, that's the thing that Paul's great at is reeling actors in. And he's like, stop doing stuff. Stop acting. Stop like doing the thing that, with your face that you think you need to do with the corresponding emotion to the facial expression. Stop it. Just stand there and feel what you're feeling. And when you drop into it, if you allow yourself to be that honest, which Daniela clearly did, something really beautiful happens. And I thought,
well, let's talk about that whole like arc a little bit, because this is the fruition of lots of Anna conversations, confrontations. And it's kind of surprising to me that we did all this so many years ago and it's still such a big conversation. Mm-hmm. What I appreciated about Anna's arc is that she didn't just come out right away and say, I'm gay. It became this like trickle. It was just a little slow trickle where you could feel this teenage girl trying on new things. And if she could get over the one hurdle of, oh, I made a joke about this and no one freaked out. And then, oh, mm-hmm. I admitted maybe I was bi and no one freaked out. And then, mm-hmm. oh, now I've kissed a girl and I'm still alive. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So by the time she gets up to this point where she's like, I'm gay, it's me. You're not talking about Peyton. You're talking about me. Mm-hmm. What was the quote she said here?
I'm trying to remember. You made me afraid to be myself.
That's it. She's me. He said, it's just a word. She said, it's not just a word. It's who I am. And she owns it. And then she says, I'm gay. I think it's so important to show characters figuring it out, mm-hmm. you know, because yeah. it provides everyone else with a way to articulate how they're feeling.
And you know what I loved about what she said as well? She had the profound expression of identity. And when I think about when this aired and how proud I am that we did this, we also got very clear mm-hmm. about how things work in the world. And she said, it's not just a word, it's a hate crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it is. It's a hate crime.
Yeah.
And the clarity to say that in an era, because remember in 2005, a lot of people were still saying, oh, that's so gay. Like it was yes. an insult and making people feel so terrified to be who they were, to say, no, that's me you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud looking back that we threw the gauntlet down to say, no, no, we don't do that. We don't make light when it's people's identities and their feeling of being accepted in their worlds at stake. We're not going to minimize that at all.
I mean, Brooke Davis can went for it with the whole banging on Felix's door. Absolutely. Like one.
Yeah.
This is, him up. I can't be with a person who says this anywhere.
No, in no realm. In no realm is that acceptable.
But on my best friend's locker, like that mm-hmm. turns it up, you know, to infinity.
Like, she's like, I'd have dumped you if you did it to anybody.
Yeah.
And you did it to my best friend.
Ugh.
My Wayfair account has been, guys, it's one of those passwords that I just store on my computer because I'm always logging in, whether I'm doing something from my house for one of the charities that I work with. We renovated the teacher workrooms at my kid's school. Wayfair is just the best resource for any and all renovation projects.
I agree. I'm finding a great price on the perfect new piece for your home. It's super satisfying, or for a place that you're contributing to. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets, decor. They have it all. You can find thousands of huge deals site-wide, up to 80% off, like Hillary just said. And the selection is pretty unbelievable. I feel like anything I need to find that has to do with home, whether it's faucets for renovations or rugs or outdoor patio furniture or chandeliers or gadgets for your kitchen, it's all there.
That's right. You can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedrooms, and more. And they have a huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. And it's all on sale.
On sale. Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or budget.
Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything home. Head to Wayfair.com now to shop Wayday for 3 days only. That's Wayfair.com. Wayday ends May 6th.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order.
And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give them some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You know, it's really easy. It's even a problem now on the internet. I have a middle school boy, and there are certain like recruiting tools on the internet where they like show you funny videos, and every once in a while they'll slip in something inappropriate. And so all the mom groups I'm in, they're like, watch what your teen boys are watching.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's to desensitize them to people's feelings and to make it cool if someone cries, you know? And that's certainly not how I'm raising my son. But you can see how in 2005, when this aired, there was a sense of toxic masculinity where boys could say whatever they wanted to say and it didn't matter who it hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that she went after him. I love that Brooke went after him and just laid laid that line down.
And it was nice for me because that's such a hard line I've always taken since I was so young. I remember getting suspended when I was little.
I like this story already.
You know, my dad for his whole working career was an artist, and I grew up in a very queer, very diverse and gender diverse community in Los Angeles with artists and, you know, people who fled here in the same way that so many people fled to New York to have safe queer community. And when the AIDS epidemic hit, I'm not exaggerating when I tell you 50% of my parents' closest friends died.
Ugh. Oh,
God. And the stigma around AIDS when we were little was so strong.
It was a punchline. It was only like late night shows, a punchline.
Yeah. And I remember listening to some kids at school talking about what it meant if you died of AIDS. And I was like fist fighting with a boy and I got suspended. And
is that why they sent you to the all girls school?
Honestly, probably. Like hitting boys. God, gotta get her out of here. And it was like all the arguments I'd ever gotten in defending people who I love, who've been stigmatized for who they love.
Yeah.
I got to put all that stuff on Felix as Brooke. And it felt great. Like knowing that these were the examples we were setting, your storyline, Hill, with Daniela, Daniela's whole storyline is Anna, like, you know, me being able to be playing a character who was defending her friends, like it all just felt important.
Yeah.
And it was special to be part of something important.
So much of TV can be like vapid, like, you know, what are we wearing? How does our hair look? Stuff like that. And I love that stuff. I love when we see each other's outfits and we're like, oh my God, it's so cute. Yeah. But it is nice to look back and see a storyline that we're like, oh, that's what I wanted to model when I started doing this. Like I wanted to have safe conversations for people. And Daniela, Joy, you said it best. You're like, Paul gets people to connect in a way that's great. And that single tear that she has at the end of her scene is just like chef's kiss. It's gorgeous.
So good.
Keith, you want to go into the darkness? Do we want to go down like that dark road?
Oof. Sure. Yeah. I mean, I was going to say before that Brooke had, speaking of Brooke, she
let's do that.
So much. I don't know why this storyline made me like, I'm like over here weeping. It made me cry. This, like, the fact that Karen, the fact that Lucas decorated his room like your bedroom, made space for you, and that Karen allowed you to stay, and then the talk you and Karen have on the bed, all of it just made me cry every time. I don't know what that is in me, but that one really hit me hard.
I loved it too. I loved also because you see this sort of, you know, mustache twirling thing of like Dan and Lucas and Lucas tells Karen he's going to stay. And we're all like, how is she going to let him stay? Oh, cause his room's going to be open for Brooke. Okay. Like now we get it.
Yeah.
It's opening up this storyline. And I think it goes back to some of what we talked about with Lucas's character in the first season where he realizes he's lost his way. And he wants to be a guy he recognizes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is such a beautiful expression of friendship and of helping someone remain a person they recognize. Like that's what I feel like he's doing for Brooke. And he does have feelings for her, but he hasn't told her. He's just trying to help her out because he loves her.
That's what it is. I think that's what got me, Soph, is that watching... We've watched Brooke now for a season and a half. What season are we on? Three?
Two.
We're in season two.
Two, babe.
Okay, so it's almost two
seasons, and three quarters.
But this incredible arc. I mean, truly, your arc has been so outstanding in these two seasons and to really see who she's become. But Brooke is a fighter. She is, she pushes through. She's somebody that she might complain for a second, but she's not going to let it keep her down. She's not a victim. She's just like, just muscling through, just getting through it. I got it. I can take care of myself. I can do all this. And the fact that Lucas and Karen, I mean, just to see someone step in and go, you don't have to carry this all on your own. Yeah. Let us hold you for a moment. Felt like such a relief for me and my empathy with Brooke over this whole season and watching her just muscle through everything on her own. Man, that it was a giant gesture of care from another human. Yeah. It made me cry. Loved it.
He carried the door. The door.
And then Paul, did you guys notice the beautiful thing Paul did? So Lucas opens the door for Brooke, which is now red. And the first thing you see is her dollhouse with the red door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was this like world inside a world. And he did what he could to recreate her world. And it's just such a kind gesture, and it reminds you of who he is at his best. It reminds you of the household he grew up in with Karen. And I love Moira, you know, Karen sitting Brooke down to say, look, it's going to be very different.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it.
She loves it. She loves it.
So good.
Like having a real mom. It's so sweet.
Moira was so good at kind of getting that reaction out of all of the young players, you know, because she interacted with all of us in different ways. And watching her with the boys is fun, with her and like Jake, her and Nathan, her and Chad, you know. You two had a really special thing, though, because you're supposed to be the party girl that's hooking up with her kid. And man, like to see how excited, like your eyes would light up just like, oh, my God, you paid attention to me as Brooke. Just like, oh, my God, this is a real mom. How cool. Yeah. I also love from a production standpoint, they were like, we're not going to pay rent on those two big mansion houses anymore. So how can we just put Brooke in a set we already control?
Yeah. We have this house and we're going to be fine.
It's so
good. Make the door red and it'll all be the same.
No parents, no mansions.
These are the things that make our show special, though. These little moments. It's the simple things in life. Just the simple kindnesses from one person to another. Mm-hmm. Oh, gets me every time.
Well, look, Nathan taking Haley on the road trip to see her parents is so cute. And then tying it into this road trip to see her, which ends up not being as cute. Oh,
that was beautiful. And the little things, again, like the big red door and the small red door, the Atlanta highway sign, and then the matching Atlanta postcard.
Yeah.
There were all these sort of optical illusions and references to memory and identity. I think Paul just did such a beautiful job with that stuff that was probably not even on the page.
Yeah.
But he created it. And I loved the story that it helped to tell.
Those flashbacks, Joy.
I remember shooting almost all of those. You know, I've talked a lot about how I have bad memory and I don't remember a lot of this stuff, but I remember all those. This whole episode, I remember shooting.
Because you were having fun. Yeah. We can tell.
Yeah. Well, you guys are so cute together in these scenes. Do you think part of the reason, too, is that you were out on tour and you had to fly back just to do these flashbacks and then go right back out on tour? Like, did that maybe burn it into your brain a little more?
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. I really don't know why. I don't know why.
It's so cool.
But what do you remember?
I definitely remember shooting the answering machine scene, which is so funny because nobody has an answering machine anymore.
Right.
I love that. That's in my notes. You guys making the answering machine recording.
So sweet. I remember doing that. I just remember us having a ball. And I think maybe a lot of it's that I remember because Paul was directing. And so we were all just, it was really fully all just our friends doing this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that was part of it. And
I feel like too, I have a question about that because Paul directing you guys, the answering machine message, I was like, oh my God, I'm blushing. Like they're talking about having sex.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
Like, in the answering machine, don't her parents call this number? Like, I really was like, oh my God. Do you think like maybe it just being you, James, and Paul in the room made you guys like a little spicier and funnier? Because it was
I'm sure
our little family being so silly.
Yeah. Also, probably the fact that, I don't think James and I had been fun and snuggly. We hadn't done a lot of that yet. This was the first time that we were laying down next to each other on a bed and like tickling and cuddling and snuggling. And that was a new thing for
laughing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a new thing for Nathan and Haley to see. It was a new thing for James and I to shoot.
Yeah.
But also you come into your sexy.
Like, Joy, when you come in from the wedding and he's like carried you across the threshold and you do that little like that hippie little walk to the bedroom, babe. Yeah. Okay. Oh, the sign falling off the door. Okay.
It's all so, so cute. I remember all that. And then I really remember the scene where James shows up and he comes and I walk in and we have to do the whole scene where he's telling me, I'm here for you. I married you because I, you know, for better or worse, I support you. I'm here. And I'm exhausted. That was so hard to watch. That was so painful to watch her.
That scene was painful.
Be uncertain. I mean, she just couldn't. Why was it so painful, guys?
For our friends at home, you need to know that Joy was like cringing through that whole scene. I literally said, I'm having heart palpitations.
Yeah.
And Hillary goes, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
I had like that acid burn in my throat because I was
we were just all so uncomfortable. It was so, because you know what it was? I think when he comes in and says all the right things, it's like he's finally manning up and he's not going to like be a baby and yell at you about pursuing your dreams. It's like he's supporting you. Mm-hmm. And then you just have that look. And we all went, oh no.
Oh no. Oh no.
We didn't remember what you were going to say. We did this a long time ago, but we knew it was going to be bad.
All of us have had to do that, you guys.
Oh, I think that's what it is.
And you know the look a girl gives when she's happy to see you, but also what the fuck are you doing here? And you have to pretend as the girl, like, I'm so happy you made this trip. It would have been better if you'd given me a heads up. And I've got to go do this thing now. It's those pauses where you're trying to find the right thing to say.
I don't want to hurt you, but I can't give you what you need right now. And I'm in this awkward position. It's hard enough to do that when you know that it's over and you're just trying to find the best way to resolve it. Mm-hmm. But to do that, well, to watch it between a couple that you know it shouldn't be over, that was hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I remember shooting it too, knowing that, like really caring that Nathan and Haley still have a future somewhere, somehow, and knowing how much she really does love him and feeling all that. But really wrestling with, I am so young and I am trying to figure so much out and I don't know, did I make the wrong choice? I've done that also in real life. You know, broken up with someone and then you're like,
here's what you should know, Joy, is that you're really pretty when you do it. Like,
thank you.
Yeah, I bet you didn't get to watch the last time you did that in like real life, but you got to watch this version and you're like, oh, goddamn, I do look good when I dump someone.
Okay. Oh,
cute.
That's rough.
But also, when you came back, when it was like you'd said what you needed to say and you had to leave to go out on stage and you knew that you had said just like one thing too hard.
Yeah.
And you had to come back and kiss him. I mean, you knew when you were coming back that he wasn't going to be there.
Yeah, you knew it. It really reminded me of that feeling that love is so fragile. And we think when we're in it, it feels so strong and unbreakable and like nothing can nail it. And we're just like, or nothing can, you know, can break it. And the truth is, it's that I think love actually is really fragile in a lot of ways. And it's easy to break if you don't, I don't know. It feels like it can fall apart in an instant. I've experienced this where you're in something that feels so strong, but then there's a couple of little chinks in the armor. And if you let it fester, if you don't deal with it right away, if you don't get honest, if you don't, then you just start to let it starts to chip away at you. And eventually you'd have those moments just like Nathan and Haley did just then. And then of course she's going to go back to her hotel and regret it and think, I'm crazy. Of course I'm in love with him. What am I saying? But it's too late. That damage is strong and love is fragile.
Yeah.
And you have to know what you're going to say and you have to be sure about it before you say things like that. And young kids don't know that.
Kids also don't have protocols
to create these safe containers where you can say, here's all my fears, and I need to say them out loud to you so that I can realize they're not true.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, Haley is speaking her fears and Nathan is hearing them as truth.
Yes.
And these two young kids who we love don't have the wherewithal that we all have as, you know, grownups to say, here's every irrational thing I'm thinking that's keeping me up at night. And I have to let you know, so you know what I'm feeling. Yeah. And we have to make sense of what's real and what isn't. You don't have that when you're so young, and you can, it's like you see it like a shot to the heart to him. And so that is damage that's going to have to be.
And she's just talking. I think that's a huge issue between men and women mostly anyway, is that men are so generally so information driven and women are, you know, we're just talking it out. Like, I'm just saying it out loud because this is how I feel, but I might feel differently in a couple hours, but you know, this is how I feel. And men take it as information and then they do things with that. And you're like, wait, that's just an emotion. I'm not, hold on.
That's not forever. I'm a girl.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama. Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under. categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung Smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
I think it was very sly that they mention Haley's parents in this episode because it does remind us that they come from two very different parental structures. Mm-hmm. Haley had the hippie parents that she could like talk things out with. And Nathan had to live with Dan and Deb, who we know had, you know, a pretty rough relationship. Deb fell for another man, and I'm sure Dan said all of these sweeping things to get her back, like, you're my wife and I'm going to fight for you. We've heard Dan say those things. And so Nathan is saying all of those things to his wife now, but he's got to act on them. He can't say them. He has to live them. And conversely, we see Lucas actually living up to all the things that he said. It's really, really easy to say, like, the cheesy, I'm gonna stay with you forever, girl, stuff. It's a totally different thing to walk the walk. Yep. And we're seeing Lucas walk the walk in this episode. And unfortunately, we're seeing Nathan drive away. Like, had he only sat through that 40-minute set, what could have been, you know?
Yeah.
I don't
but
know,
it's the drama
though.
We need for the episodes, ladies.
Dun.
That's true.
Drama.
You know?
I don't know, though. If he'd have stayed. I don't know. Haley,
it doesn't
Haley
feel
was
to
not,
me like she's processed it.
Yeah,
yet.
And Haley wasn't ready. Yeah. Even if he had stayed, she sort of took the bite of the apple or opened Pandora's box, if you will, you know. I don't know if I actually like those metaphors for this because I think it is fair for her to pursue her dreams. There's nothing
absolutely
wrong with that.
Don't you think he should have left her a note or something? Like, you're spectacular, you know, or just like, I don't know, just to leave when she's doing the thing she's so excited about doing feels petty to me. It's like, why'd you come here and piss on this?
It's reminding me of what you said when we were watching Keith's last scene. With just how he hits Lucas so hard. Sometimes when people are in the depths of their pain, they want to barb at other people with it. They want that. Like, oh man, when you're so heartbroken that you want someone to see how heartbroken you are.
It's such a vulnerable thing. He drove all the way out there. This is Nathan Scott we're talking about. This is like dude's dude. He's such a jock and he's like non-emotional and was raised by Dan. I mean, for this boy to get in his car and drive out there after the conversations he's had with Haley on the phone, after all the, you know, the thing on the news with the misconception about Chris and all of this, to drive out there and wait for her with bated breath and have her walk out and not throw her arms around him and cover him with kisses and go, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming. And not only does he do that, not only does he stay and give her, he gives her the speech.
even after she doesn't throw her arms around him, he gives her the speech, I'm here for you. Whatever you need. It's so vulnerable.
Yeah.
That when she doesn't respond immediately with, thank you, baby, I love you so much, let's do this, you and me forever. Yeah, I get why he left.
I get it. Now I'm thinking about the ring, too. The taking the ring off thing is...
Off the yeah. ring.
Guys, I forgot. All right, I changed my mind. Yeah. This is some bullshit. He had to go. You talked me into it, Joy. You win.
It makes me realize, too, that, you know, Hill, Peyton observes in the episode when she's sitting looking out the window in that scene with Brooke and says...
That was a nice quiet scene.
All of our worlds are being ripped away from us, you know, Peyton's and Jake's and Brooke's, and so are Nathan and Haley's.
Yeah.
And then you realize it's also happening to Keith when he says, everyone I thought I cared about lied to me. Everyone's worlds are being ripped out from under them in this episode. And the only way they're going to get them back is by leaning on each other and accepting help.
Yeah.
Brooke has to accept Lucas and Karen's help.
Mm-hmm.
Jake has to accept Andy's help.
Yeah.
Like everyone's, they only begin to reclaim what they're losing and by accepting help from other people.
And Nathan and Haley are falling apart because they're not accepting each other's help.
Yeah. Haley's like, I don't know if I want your help. You know,
this is a huge testament again to why this show has stood the test of time.
Yep.
There's no, there's nothing else.
There's no special effects.
That's right. There's no superheroes here. And whatever. I don't need, we need to belabor the point that
not
we
all
love.
Capes, you know what I mean? I'm so sorry. I'm embarrassed I even said it. I had to do it.
That's it. There's no superheroes. There's no vampires. There's no like teenage, I don't know, like what's it called? Glamour, suicide glam kind of a thing. Like this, that whole Riverside vibe. I don't know. But you know what I mean?
Just like the heightened reality.
That's what I mean.
We were just... I mean, look, we got into some weird shit eventually.
Eventually.
You know, storylines got real interesting as we moved through Tree Hill.
I mean, look, hiring mistresses and private investigators is pretty weird as it is, but at least we managed to ground it.
The things that make us feel everything, though, is all the this stuff.
Those kinds of things happened in my hometown, so those aren't even, like, far-fetched. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think I ever knew anyone who hired a PI.
Really?
Really?
I don't think I did either.
I was once encouraged to, but I didn't.
Oh,
yes,
dude.
Me too.
PIs, hitmen, mistresses, all those things were like a deal in my hometown.
What?
And so,
did you just say hitmen?
Oh, yeah. One of the pastors in our town tried to get a parishioner to like, I'll kill your wife if you kill mine.
Strangers on a train?
Yes.
Somebody watched some Hitchcock and they were like, that's a good idea.
I played baseball with his daughter. It was like a nightmare. Yes. Yeah. And so when these things happen in Tree Hill, it's like, oh, this is crazy. But then also, it happens all the time.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
All the time. Okay. Yeah. That's why I still get Star News, the local newspaper from Wilmington where we filmed this.
You too. There's,
oh my God, there's crazy things happening all the time, you guys.
I was just about to say, I love when you text us articles. It makes me so happy.
Oh, yeah. That's how you know I'm an old person now, where I'm like, y'all see this in the local paper? Check out this headline.
I mean, Grant and I still watch the local news sometimes at night.
Yeah, you do.
Just because we're like, you never see these weird human interest stories otherwise.
No.
Got to turn into the local affiliate and see what's what.
Thank God Mouth McFadden becomes a reporter later.
Oh,
thank God.
I wish Lee Norris was a reporter. I'd watch him on the news every night.
He would be great. He'd be great at the news.
Oh, he would just be so good.
I love that.
So, military school for Felix. That's a good end of the road for him. Does this mean we're never going to see Felix again? I mean, I'm okay with it. What an unlikable character, honestly. Anytime he did something remotely nice, it just got tanked so hard.
I know. Maybe we just had to. I think Dan is villain enough for Tree Hill. I don't know that we
It was
need,
too
Nikki,
much.
I mean, Nikki, we've got Nikki, too, who like pops in and out. But yeah, I think
I just also don't think the writers ever, they never took Felix past like a cartoon character in terms of his motivations.
Yeah.
Dan was rooted in some things that were really scary but interesting to watch and learn about. Felix was just like a douche. Yeah. He's just douchey. And they tried to clean him up by making him be nice to Brooke. And then Brooke just had to clean up after him. I'm not mad about it or anything. It's fine.
I'm fine. It's been 20 years. I'm fine.
I know. I think it just felt like more of a device. He always kind of felt like more of a device.
It did feel like a device. And I think the reason it really stands out that his character was a device is because of how human they wrote Anna.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, yeah. They didn't put the same effort into his character as they put into hers. And it makes me sad because in losing his character to military school, it also means we're going to lose Anna. Like we lost so Daniela and that didn't feel fair.
No. Think about how different Tree Hill would have been if we'd had her entire trajectory through graduation, you know?
It would have been so cool.
Yeah, or like when we came back after the 5-year jump.
Yeah.
You know, like, what was Anna doing?
Oh, man, yeah. I wish we'd gotten her back. That would have been neat.
Where was Anna?
I just kept thinking when he was, like, flipping out on her in those scenes, and he was like, how could you do this? How could you do that? And she was talking about how he always blames everyone for everything else. I was like, welcome to 2022, Felix. It's called accountability.
Felix
in a little dose of some accountability.
Felix would be that guy on Twitter that like is making brosif comments and it's like, hey man, whatever.
This is totally ridiculous. I said something really horrible and now I'm being canceled. It's like, no, people are just unfollowing you because they don't want to listen to you anymore. You still have a platform. You haven't been canceled from anything.
Be more like Jake, Felix.
Be like Jake. That's what we need on a t-shirt.
Be like Jake.
I think everyone knows, you guys. I get so many comments where people are like, enough.
You do?
Like, I'm like, you don't tell me what to do. We'll Jake all day if we want to.
I'm going to Jake all day. Yes. Does he come? Is he in the next few? Like, when does he? Because he goes out again at some point, right?
I mean, I think he goes to prison at some point.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that's right.
Guys, the fun part of this is it's kind of like reaching into a bag of tricks. We have no idea what's coming next.
Honestly.
Where's Skills? I feel like we've been really missing Antoine. Yeah,
where is Antoine? Been?
We missed a lot of comedic relief in this episode because the people who've been giving it to us, whether it's, you know, Mouth or Skills or Deb, who else is our comedic relief? You know, Ferg, any of the Riverport guys.
Yeah.
We're missing all of that.
Yeah,
and
we really are.
Maybe that's why this episode felt like hard.
Yeah. Well, and it actually makes sense when you put it that way, why those characters aren't in the episode, because this one was meant to feel low.
Yeah.
You know, you're watching all these people having their worlds torn apart.
Ugh.
And I'm curious where Keith's threat from the beginning comes in. Because at the beginning, he throws a window. Oh my God, a window through a tower. Come on.
He throws a window through a window
and says, I have nothing left to lose, but you do, to Dan. And then at the end of the episode, he's just leaving. I'm like, wait a second, what's going on here? I want to know what Keith's revenge plan is.
I do.
Because if we're going dark, I want to go all the way.
I like this storyline for him. I like seeing him finally having enough.
He's done. You could only be the good brother for so long. But we also loved the fight in the dealership because it was just like 300 guys in suits. And there was so much like
who were those guys?
Pinstripe and gray wool suits flying around.
They were Dan's henchmen, you know, his dealership.
It was like a Tom and Jerry fight for the suit guys. Listen, instead of a cloud.
Guys in car dealerships don't wear suits now. They wear slacks and those zip-up fleeces like colored shirts.
If I never see a zip-up fleece vest again.
I'm telling you, babe.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh-smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, the frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Yes, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This is my chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired, right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama. I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. Well, this also was the episode where Peyton and Brooke have their infamous "Damn it, I hate Mondays" gif.
Oh, and loved it.
You know what I appreciate about our little podcast here is that we also get lots of messages, not just about how much you guys are sick of me talking about Jake, but also about how we help out with your Mondays. So I like that we come out late night on Sunday into Monday morning, because Mondays are brutal. And we're super grateful you guys spend.
This is true. I'm happy to be here with you guys on Mondays.
Do we have any fan questions?
Ooh, Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Jinx, buy me a Coke. What do we got?
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, this is good. I've also had this question, Joy. Laura wants to know, is Haley's pinky ring something Bethany wore all the time, which was added to Haley's character? She wore it for many years, and I was always curious about this.
Well, Laura, that ring was given to me by a woman who was sort of like a mother figure in my life, who actually, years later, turned out to be a super creepy, manipulative, psychotic woman.
What?
So I don't know where that ring is anymore. But that's the story.
Wait, what? How have we never talked about this?
Oh, we have. It's within the greater context of some of the other things that were going on in my life at the time.
Yeah. I see. Yes, understood.
We need to jump into a cocktail and revisit. I was about to get excited and be like, Joy, do you remember when we went pinky ring shopping and I'm weirdly wearing mine today?
Oh my God.
Now I feel weird about it. Maybe I can help you reclaim a pinky ring.
That's what I need. I need a new pinky ring moment. Because now we're going to get matching on screen. I'm like, ugh. You know, I was
it like a promise ring? Did she make you promise your soul to her? Was she like, you're mine now, kid?
She turned you into the picture of Dorian Gray.
It was like a, you know, kind of a creepy, manipulative way of trying to make me feel like I was a part of something and part of her family and like an ownership Wild. Kind of thing. You know, like when a guy, who gives Brooke jewelry in a creepy way? So this happened Felix. Earlier in season one. It was Felix, right?
Yeah, Felix, that necklace she didn't like.
Yeah, it was kind of like that kind of a moment where it's like, you belong to me now. You know, I was having some strained relationships with my family at the time. And so she kind of came in at a moment that felt...
Hard to put a little wedge in.
Yeah, and I was in my young 20s and it was like, oh, this is great. This feels really like welcoming and awesome and kind of what I always wanted. And then it turned out to be a whole sham. So, I mean, the pinky ring, that's where that comes from. I'm sorry, it's not a happy, exciting story, but I'll get a new pinky ring and it'll be better.
Yeah, we're going to get matching ones.
And can I tell you guys something I think is so cool?
Yes.
Years ago, I gave as a gift to a friend of mine, the sister of a guy who I used to date, who I'm still good friends with, who had three kids. I don't know how I wound up on like some internet rabbit hole and discovered that there are certain cultures where the women wear pinky rings in a stack for their children.
Ooh.
So I gave her these three bands and three medals.
Cute.
And so, I don't know.
I love that.
There's like a whole cultural significance to women and their lineage with pinky rings.
Interesting.
Maybe we should just make that our story.
I love that.
You know what? I want a big motherfucking diamond for each of us, like on our pinkies. So we look like bosses. That's what I want.
That's right.
I think we go big.
Like old mafia rings.
Yeah, yeah. I want to look like
a
boss.
I like a little bit of a like big chunky gold pinky ring.
Yeah. I'm going so tacky, big. When we walk into a restaurant and we knock that thing on the table, then people come running.
Damn. This is my favorite thing to find is things that are like jewelry or clothes on that are like they're so awful on the hanger. You're like it's so bad that it's got to be good when I put this on.
Yeah.
Sometimes it really is, and I think jewelry really can be the same way.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna find something spicy to replace that thing, Joy.
Well, what about?
I love it.
Okay, what about you guys? So, look, if you could change the ship name of your person for your character.
Oh, this is from who is this from?
Oh, sorry, this is from Jade. She's asking us. If you could change the relationship, the ship name, I guess, I don't know. I'm not cool. The person your character ends up with, would you? For example, Leighton to Pucus. Would you prefer to be Pucus?
I mean, no.
That's so mean.
That's terrible.
Yeah, but I also kissed a lot of people on this show. So hold on. I'm going to have to do some Wordle over here and figure out what my options are.
No, I kind of feel like the names, ship names end up being the most obviously attractive sound in terms of combination
yeah.
of names. Like, what were you going to call Brooke and Julian? Like, Juliuk? Like, that would have been weird. Like, Brulian makes more sense. Brulian.
Yeah.
So I think they get landed on Payton. Oh my God.
No, or Hathan. That would have been so weird too. No.
Hathan. Oh no.
No, it's Naylee. It makes way more sense. Oh,
Naylee's cute. Yeah. There's something about, I don't know. I think they end up where they end up in a natural sort of
way. Hold on. Wait, Sophia, you cringe though. Is ship not short for relationship? Am I wrong? What does ship mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe you're just cringing at like the
Stan?
Idea. I think that's an Eminem reference.
Yeah. About from being like obsessed.
Like stalker. The song Stan yeah. that was the stalker.
So it's used as a verb?
Yeah. Like if you're a Stan, like if you're a One Direction Stan or like a One Tree Hill Stan. But the thing is it's become synonymous with like super fan. But the mm-hmm. Stan reference from the Eminem song is like, someone terrifying. So the lexicon, the sort of colloquialism has changed from the proper or I guess accurate.
So it's used in irony is what you're saying.
No, it's used.
No, like I'm such a fan. I'm like such a star. Oh my God, I'm such a stalker of that band, right?
No, the stalker sense has kind of dropped off and it's more like a super fan thing.
Okay.
There's a whole generation of kids out there that don't know the Stan video. They're just like, yeah. It's a Stan. Right. Okay, so with that said, of all the shows on TV, what ship do you stan?
Oh, yeah! Wow.
I'm such a grandma.
Wow.
I gotta think about it.
I'm a huge fan.
Oh gosh, you know what I stan is that it was never even a romantic relationship. Don Draper and Joan Holloway.
Interesting.
Every time the two of them were on screen together or working together, like there was something about those two actors in a scene together that made me love, and I love those characters together.
That's so there cool. you
go. Yeah. So what would their ship be?
Oh.
It would be Doan?
John. I don't know what it would be. Well, is it a Draper Holloway? It's got to be like a drawaway or.
Drawaway?
Oh, see, there paper. You go. We're doing it, girls. Drawaway. We're doing it.
Yeah. They, on my show, they call me and Edwin Hodge because we're Samantha Griffith and Malcolm Kingsley. They call us Griffsley.
Okay.
And I'm like, we Griffsley. Sound like we came out of Harry Potter.
That's a lot. Like, it does. It does.
Like yeah. a wizard. But I like it. I'm like, okay.
Oh, I'll wait. You know who I love is the couple from Yellowstone. The, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Well, I love Kelsey and her boyfriend on that, but. Her husband.
Yes.
But the Kelly Riley and what are their names? I love them. That couple's so. I would like to be in that relationship.
Even yeah, they're even a sexy couple.
Disaster. I would like to be in that relationship.
Yeah. None of my ships are grown up ships.
Because
my kids only watch kid shows. And so.
You got a ship on Jesse? What's going on?
No. Gus went through a huge zombies phase. The musical Zombies, and now George has caught on to it and there's cheerleaders in it and she's just like so freaking into it. So yeah, freaking Zed and Addison. I'm a Zaddison ship, friends. Right. Yeah. We got a whole new cheerleading pack coming up.
Zombie guys, cheerleaders feel right up your alley, though, Hillary. This feels appropriate.
Yes, it's a combination of all the stuff my family cares about.
Yeah.
Little bit of sports, some undead.
Yeah.
And a cheerleading skirt. Fantastic.
Oh, it's Rip. Rip and Beth from Yellowstone. Our assistant just told us that.
What's your what does that end
That's
up being?
That's the couple. That's Rip and Beth from Yellowstone. That's the couple. Of
yeah, shots. But is that Reth? What do people call them?
Bip.
Bep. We could play this game for hours, guys.
Oh, gosh.
Guys, I think we might need to put ourselves to bed, even though it's early in the day.
I think so.
We are going to spin a wheel. Ooh. Let's do it. Who's going to be our most likely to this week?
Most likely to.
Beep, boop, boop.
Get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow.
Ooh.
I mean, wouldn't that be Haley James?
Oh, maybe. I guess in Tree Hill, that makes sense. But
also, What about Rachel Gattina? Because didn't she end up like being a TV host or something?
Yes, that's yeah. right. Like, Rachel definitely feels like she'd be.
Yeah.
She's ambitious. That.
She's very ambitious. Oh, yeah. I like it.
Yeah, for sure. I also still see Lee Norris as getting, I know he's our answer for everything,
every
but
time.
Honestly.
A renaissance
every
man.
One fits.
In real life.
Say about it.
Barry Corbin. Like, yeah. Barry's been in literally everything.
Yeah, does
like,
Barry have one?
No, but he should.
I don't know.
Daphne also, by the way, yeah. should definitely.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start some petitions. Come mm-hmm. on, kids. Well, get guys, those lists going.
The next episode is season 2, episode 18. It's called The Lonesome Road, which doesn't sound like we're going to get a relief anytime
yeah.
soon. So I hope you're watching and enjoying and crying. And laughing along with them.
Bring your tissues.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time. We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.